Anybody being helped tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Another way we can get that word on the inside of us, how many get on the prayer line? Amen. How many of y'all hear, what are some things that you hear our First Lady doing? Singing. Y'all, she's gotten bold singing, amen. And she'll tell you she can't even sing. But she's trying to teach us something. Start opening your mouth and singing this word. You can go into a store and you can hear music going, and guess what? When you leave, guess what? You may not even heard the song at all. But later on at night, what happens? You hear that song all over again that you never heard a day in your life, but now all of a sudden you've heard some tunes to it, didn't you? It affects your heart. So when you walk around your house, walk around. It's just you. You may not be able to sing, but make the Bible says like this. Make a joyful noise. Go on, make that joyful noise. Open up your mouth. Say, I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. Sing the word. That affects your heart. Later on, you begin to see confidence that the God that said it, he does it. You're building yourself up. You're growing your faith. You're growing in the word. You're growing. This word has become meaningful to you. And all of a sudden, it's not something you just read and listen to when you get to church. All of a sudden, you can't wait to wake up to say, Lord, I thank you. All of a sudden, you can't wait to spend time with him. How many of you are married? These two are freshly married. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. She's our new friend too, because I'm telling you, she had us laughing on Sunday. But anyway, Brother Jerry, I'm going to put you on the spot. Oh, Mr. Bo too, he can attest to this too. When y'all met your wives, you start being in love, right? And when you were in love, you found yourself want to be with them. Want to talk to him. Is that right? Look at Miss Bo. He grinning hard. Brother Jerry is too. But all of a sudden you want to be around him. You want to spend time with him. Right? So that same way with God, when you fall in love with him, or when you grow in love with him, you want to be around him. You want to commune with him. You want to talk to him. You want to tell him about, and you want to listen to what he has to say to you. You want to ask him questions. How do you do this? How do you get that? And how do I need to approach this situation? How do I have to deal with this boss that's unlovable sometimes? How do I deal with this coworker that I want to just jack him up and just teach him a lay hands and suddenly, amen? And you begin to talk to him like that, and he begins to answer you. You know you got to love him. You know you got to bless those that persecute you and do good to those that cause you harm. You know that's what he begin to say to you. But the good thing about it, he just doesn't say it to you, but he'll help you love, Miss Loring. That takes it to a whole nother level. He loves me. Come on, somebody. He loves me. That's love. He not only told you what to do, but he provided a helper to help you do what he told you to do. Open book test. Have y'all taken open book? Some of y'all been out of school a long time. Have y'all, did y'all teacher give y'all open book test? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. But he loves you. He gave you the answer. Cheat sheet. Some of these kids, they get real good with cheating these days, I promise you. They get real good with cheating, they do. And they get caught some of the time, but sometimes they make it. But if you used to making 40s and all of a sudden you got 100, you finna set off some alarms, amen. All right, but they don't understand that. I'm like, miss a couple, okay? Miss a couple of them so you can look like you at least did a little better than you've been doing. Amen. But anyway, God provided you help. He gave you a cheat sheet, and it's okay to use the cheat sheet. Hallelujah. 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 Are y'all being helped tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. And Paul talks about when he was going through that, he was talking about the thorn that was in his flesh, and he goes on down. It goes on down and says, "My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient." What does sufficient mean? It's enough to get the job done. My grace is sufficient. So he provides Holy Spirit. He gives us his grace. And then just in case we miss it, he provides brand new mercies. He loves us. Look at God. Look at somebody and say, he loves us. Y'all, come on, tell him like you mean and say, he loves us. Go ahead and make it personal and say, oh, he loves me. Because sometimes we don't do it just right. But he still loves us. Sometimes we don't handle situations like we should and like we've been taught, but he still loves us. Sometimes we were hard-headed, but he still. Yeah, do I have somebody that understand that tonight? But he still loves us. And get this, he's been patient with us to change it. Sometimes you be like, okay, how many times am I going to have, y'all talk to your kid, how many times am I going to have to tell you the same thing over and over and over and over and over? God did that for us. Man, I can tell you, he's, oh man, praise God. That's all I'm going to say, amen.